Lesson 128. In this lesson, we take up the many words of Greek origin in which Y stands for short I, as in cyst, C-Y-S-T, him, H-Y-M-N, gym, G-Y-M, symbol, S-Y-M-B-O-L, system, S-Y-S-T-E-M, mystery, M-Y-S-T-E-R-Y, etc. Have the pupil read the words and make up sentences using some of them. With the completion of the final lesson, the pupil is now ready to start reading any suitable outside literature. Some pupils will require continued review of the alphabetic system in order to achieve real mastery. Vocabulary expansion with multisyllabic words will be the major task in outside reading. This can start with fairly simple texts for beginning readers. The pupil should read as much as possible in order to practice his or her reading skills to the maximum. Of course, writing and spelling must accompany reading. Appropriate reading should include a variety of poetry, fiction, and nonfiction texts that will stimulate the pupil's appetite for the printed word. Libraries offer the young reader a tremendous variety of books on all subjects. In introducing poetry, choose poems with positive, spiritual, patriotic, and narrative content. Children love these, and slow readers consider it quite an achievement to master these poems. Memorizing poetry and learning the words of the national anthem and other patriotic songs will help improve reading, comprehension, spelling, and speaking. The Bible and Bible stories written for the young are particularly good sources of reading material. The stories themselves are fascinating, and the reader enters the vast realm of the spirit, expanding his or her horizon of philosophy and inner experience. Here, the written word helps the reader deal with the very meaning of existence, thereby demonstrating the importance of reading as a source of knowledge and a means of understanding what life is all about. Another good way to get a young pupil into the habit of reading is to introduce him or her to a popular adventure or detective series, such as The Hardy Boys or Nancy Drew. These books can create a voracious reading appetite and set a healthy pattern for lifelong pleasure reading. Tutors of older students will find excellent reading material in the Reader's Digest. A short article can be read aloud in one tutoring session, with the student adding new vocabulary to the growing list in his notebook. At this point, it is important to get pupils into the habit of looking up in the dictionary the words they do not understand. That is the only way to increase one's reading and speaking vocabulary. Too many students retard their own intellectual growth by never bothering to look up the words they don't understand. The student must learn that there is no shortcut to vocabulary development, without which true literacy is impossible to attain. Incidentally, never assume that a pupil knows the meaning of a word merely because he or she can read it. When in doubt, ask the pupil to define it. Be on the constant search for good reading material for your pupil. Positive, uplifting, inspirational literature is eagerly read by young people seeking affirmation of life's value. Once the student realizes how much of real value can be found in the written word, reading will be an important part of that person's life. By completing Alpha Phonics, the pupil has learned how to master the mechanics of reading written English. Beyond that, the pupil must now learn how to use the English language as a tool of communication and expanding one's knowledge. This requires a good command of English grammar and proper usage. Reading well-written books and analyzing good writing is an excellent way to discover the proper use of words and grammar. This ends the Alphaphonics program on tape.